What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, the Dallas Mavericks have done it. They actually showed up for a game, and the Boston Celtics played like absolute shit in game four, so that also helped, but it was actually nice to see the Mavericks team actually step up. Luka, he had a solid game, but, you know, you needed everybody else to step up, and finally they did in game four. The Mavericks just straight up dominated that one, 122-84. Luka had 29 points, 5 assists, and 5 rebounds. And then the X Factor, as I've been calling him this entire playoff run, Kyrie Irving had 21 points and 6 assists, so he showed up big, but the rest of the team showed up big as well. But also, I mean, it was a terrible showing from the Boston Celtics. As a matter of fact, this is the type of game that made me question them all season, because they would have these games all of the time. Now, just because they had that game in game four, I don't really expect it in game five. As a matter of fact, I expect game five to actually be probably the best game of this series, where I feel like both teams are actually going to play well, and I think it's going to come down to the very end. But I've got the Celtics coming out on top, just because it's way too difficult for the Mavericks to do what they're doing, to come back down for 3-0. Of course, nothing's impossible. That's why you play this game. But they haven't really shown much other than what happened in game four. So if they show what they did in game four, then hey, they should be able to walk away with the win in game five. But I'm looking at Boston. Unfortunately, I feel like they're winning championship number 18 tonight, which is Monday. So game five is tonight. Boston is up 3-1. All they need is the one win. So it would be an epic collapse if they were to fall apart in this one. But hey, the Mavericks only need one more win to keep it moving, so they get the win tonight. That would give them a huge confidence boost heading into Game 6, but they got a big one in front of them, and we'll see what happens tonight in Boston for Game 5. Moving on to baseball in the Top 10 MLB Power Rankings for this week. I have a couple of different teams in here, but for the most part, it's the usual suspects. We do have one surging team, so let's get started. With number one remains the New York Yankees. They are the first team this season to hit the 50-win mark. They are 50-24 on the season. They are 5-5 in their last 10 games, so not having that great of a week so far, but that's not really that big of a deal. This past week, they took the series over the Kansas City Royals, but lost one to their rival Red Sox. But this team is just crushing it. Right now, they are first in the league with 374 runs. They are also first in the league with their lowest ERA at 3.02. And Aaron Judge also leads the league in home runs with 26 home runs. So they are just killing it offensively, defensively, and with their starting pitching and with their bullpen. And guess what? They get Gerrit Cole back on Wednesday. So this team is already locked and loaded, and they get their Cy Young pitcher back, and we'll see what he's got for the rest of the season. But this Yankees team is looking damn good, and they are the first team to hit the 50-win mark. Then at number two on my Top 10 MLB power rankings are the Baltimore Orioles. Overall record of 47-24. They are 8-2 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Atlanta Braves and the Philadelphia Phillies, so they just crushed two really solid teams, and they are second in the league with 364 runs. So they are 10 runs behind the Yankees right now. So that just goes to show you what's going on with the Yankees. But then again, they've got Judge and Soto in their lineup. The Orioles have this young staff, and they are just killing it right now with Gunnar Henderson and Adley Rutschman. They are just having a phenomenal season. And then they are also second behind the Yankees in lowest ERA in the league with a 3.07 ERA. So they're getting it done with their starting pitching as well. They got Cole Irvin, who has just been a big pickup for them. He was just a total random pickup for them in the offseason, and he turned out to be a big gem for them in this starting pitching lineup. It's going to be very interesting to see how this AL East shakes up between these two teams, because they are obviously the top teams in the AL especially, but in their own division, they are the top two teams, and they're going to be battling it out, I imagine, all season long. But the Yankees and the Orioles crushing it. Then at number three on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Philadelphia Phillies. Overall record of 47-24. They're 5-5 in their last 10 games, which is why they slipped behind the Orioles, because the Orioles are just on fire. They are looking really good right now. They are from top to bottom. They cannot be stopped. But the Phillies kind of slumping right now. But when you say kind of slumping, it's really not that big of a deal. But they did lose a series this week to the Boston Red Sox. And they also lost a series to the Baltimore Orioles. So they are reeling just a bit. But I expect them to get out of this slump quick. I mean, Zach Wheeler had literally the worst game of his career yesterday. He gave up 3 home runs in one game, which he has never done. They also are battling through an injury with Real Muto. He's injured for now. So that takes a little bit out of their offense. But overall, I expect the Philadelphia Phillies to still be a good team throughout the rest of the year. Then at number 4 in my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Los Angeles Dodgers. Overall record of 44-29. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost a series to the Texas Rangers, but completely crushed the Kansas City Royals. They did get some bad news, though, even though they are doing really well, unfortunately for them. They lost both Mookie Betts and their pitcher Yamamoto to injuries this weekend. Betts got hit with a ball and right on the hand, and it broke a bone in his hand, so he's going to be out at least 6 to 8 weeks. And then Yamamoto, it looks like he just has a shoulder sprain, and he shouldn't be missing a lot of time. They say it's definitely not going to be season ending, at least at this point. But they're missing 2 of their top dogs. Now, lucky for them, they have a shit ton of other offense and a bunch of other starting pitchers. And I mean, really, it kind of feels like the Dodgers have an endless supply of starting pitchers. They never seem to run out of starting pitchers. So I expect to see 2 other players emerge in the place of these 2 while they're on the injured list. Then at number 5 on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Milwaukee Brewers. Overall record of 42-29. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Toronto Blue Jays and the Cincinnati Reds. And they're just getting it done as well in many different ways. Offensively, their lineup is just scoring like no other. But also, their starting pitching is really holding it down. They've got Colin Rea, who's got 6 wins on the season with a 3.29 ERA and 54 strikeouts. And this team has actually been playing really solid baseball all season long. Then at number 6 on my top 10 MLB power rankings, one of the hottest teams in the league right now is the Seattle Mariners. They are 43-31 on the season, 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Chicago White Sox and then swept their division rivals, the Texas Rangers. And Julio Rodriguez is getting going. He's batting a .268 with 7 home runs and 29 RBI. So he's having a really solid season, of course. And then you've got Gilbert, their starting pitcher. He just had a career game yesterday. He had 9 strikeouts against the Rangers and just pitched a really solid game. And then you also have Castillo, who really is just taken off, and he is the ace on this team. And it just kind of feels like everybody is, you know, in their starting pitching lineup is getting right in line with him and starting to really strike everybody out. Then at number 7 on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Cleveland Guardians. Overall record of 44-25. They are 5-5 in their last 10 games. And as you know, this team has fallen just a couple spots. They've pretty much been in the top 10 all season because they've been one of the most consistent teams. But it kind of looks like the injuries are now starting to catch up to them just a bit. Their starting pitching is lacking. And then now the bullpen is starting to fall apart. And then, of course, it didn't help that Jose Ramirez was on paternity leave over the weekend. So they got to see what it was like without him on the field. And shit does not look real good for the Guardians when they do not have Jose Ramirez. So they better hope this guy stays healthy throughout the season. This past week, the Guardians did split the series with the Cincinnati Reds and then lost the series to the Toronto Blue Jays. As I said, Ramirez is the driving force for this team. He is batting a .269 with 18 home runs and 62 RBI. It's crazy because he has had a phenomenal career, but this season alone is probably one of his greatest career years so far. And like I said, they took him out of the lineup this week because he was on the paternity list, and they got a good taste of what it's like without him, and it did not look good, and they definitely need his ass back out there because he is a huge force, not only just with his bat, but with stealing bases, and then he's also just good in the field as well. So you got to get Jose Ramirez out there, but he is having one of the best seasons right behind Aaron Judge when it comes to hitting that ball this year. Then at number 8 on my top 10 MLB power rankings, the Kansas City Royals, overall record of 41-32. They are 4-6 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost a series to the New York Yankees and then lost a series to the Dodgers. So they did play two of the best teams in the league. So they did play them well, but still they lost the series. Even so, the Kansas City Royals have been, as I continue to say, one of the biggest surprises in the entire league this year. And Bobby Witt Jr., just he is having a phenomenal year. I mean, this guy's, he's their young guy, and he is playing like he's been in the league for 10 years. He's batting a 327 with 11 home runs and 51 RBI. Every time he comes up to bat, it is a big deal. And it's not just offensively, but defensively. The guy is crazy on the field. He is making some big plays. He is looking like he's going to be the next, probably the next superstar to take over the league. And good for the Royals, because they've got a lot of young guys. And that's why they've been hovering around this top 10 all season, because they're just playing really well. I mean, who would have thought they'd be at 41 wins already on the season? I didn't. Then at number 9 on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Minnesota Twins. Overall record of 40-32. They are 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Colorado Rockies and also the Oakland A's. And this is one of the most streaky teams in the league. I mean, I've talked about them a couple times, but also they've fallen out of the top 10 just because they are. They are very streaky, and right now they are hot. Ever since they got Royce Lewis back, this guy has been just slamming it out of the park. He is batting a 390 with 7 home runs and 11 RBI on the season, and he's just been back for, 3-4 weeks now, so he's absolutely missed in their lineup. But right now, the hot guy is Carlos Correa. He is on fire right now, batting a 308 with 8 home runs and 35 RBI on the season. But he's just, the reason why they are playing so well lately is him. He has just been, every time he comes up to bat, it's pretty much he gets on base. And he's a fast guy out there in the field. He's known to steal bases. He's known to just get out there. And right now, offensively, Minnesota Twins looking real good. And I did just rattle off on 3 AL Central teams right there. So as I thought the AL Central was going to be a weird division this year, I kind of thought all the teams were going to struggle and it was going to be a battle to the end. Well, it turns out that Cleveland, Kansas City, and Minnesota are actually pretty decent, and they are going to make it a battle to the end. It's just they're a lot better than I expected them to be. And then rounding out the top 10 MLB power rankings this week of the San Diego Padres, overall record of 37-38. They're 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Oakland A's and lost the series to the New York Mets. They are getting it done offensively, though. Fernando Tatis Jr., he's having a solid year, batting a 272 with 13 home runs and 35 RBI. But the guy who leads the team right now in hitting and has all season is Jurickson Profar. He's batting a 321, which leads the team, with 10 home runs, which is top 3 on the team, and then 46 RBI, which is also leading the team. So they're getting a shocking amount of offense from Jurickson Profar. And they're starting pitching really solid right now. They are one of those streaky up-and-down teams, but hey, they're playing pretty well so far at this point in the season. All right, y'all, enjoy Game 5 of the NBA Finals. Hopefully, this series will be continuing. I mean, obviously, I'm rooting for the Dallas Mavericks because fuck the Boston Celtics, but just for basketball's sake, I want to be talking a little bit more basketball. So hopefully we're going to be talking about a Game 6 as well. Hopefully Dallas can push it through, but if not, we're going to be talking about the NBA record 18th championship from the Boston Celtics. So we'll see what goes on with the rest of this week. We're also going to have a bonus episode on Wednesday. I've compiled a couple of my trop lists from past episodes. We're going to do the trop 5 father-son duos from football, baseball, and basketball. So that's going to be a bonus episode on Wednesday. But we're going to have us a new episode on Friday. So enjoy the rest of the week of sports, y'all, and I will talk to you fools on Friday.